לפנינו שיעור מספר
7. Lesson number 7.
בבקשה.
Please.
שיעור מספר 7, עבדו את השם בשמחה.
Serve the creator with gladness. Excerpt number 1 from the book of Zohar. Divinity is present only in a whole place and not in a deficient place or a flawed place or a place of sadness, but in a proper place, a place of joy. It is written, serve the Lord with gladness, come before him with singing. There is no service of the Creator unless it is out of joy.
אנחנו צריכים לזכור את זה.
We need to remember that.
לא יכול להיות.
Cannot be.
לא יכול להיות שאדם.
It cannot be that a sad person is ready to reveal the Creator. He can't be sad and ready to connect with the friends. Cannot be. Only out of joy can there be connection. Can there be adhesion? Anything that brings to correction, to the unification of the vessels and the filling of the lights, by itself it generates joy. And you also have to approach it with joy. Because joy is a result of good deeds. This development, when the light comes and is present, filling all the empty places, and not the other way around. Just like in our life. If we love something, we can't cry. When we meet it, when we work with it, nothing. Only if we hate, we suffer, then there's room for sadness, for crying. Therefore, if we want to see if our actions are correct, it's easy to check. First of all, joy. Not everything. You can do very bad things in joy, but this is one of the clear parameters available to a person. If he is happy, it's a sign that one of the conditions for being on the correct path is present. What else does he say?
Baal Sulam from Shemati 58. Joy is a reflection of good deeds. If the deeds are of Kedusha, of holiness, hence joy appears.
And also the other way around. Not that we approach something with joy, rather what we've done and the deed is good. There's an eruption of joy in it. Even if I didn't aim at joy, but I did something that caused correction in creation, the result from that must be joy. Well, let's say, if we rub two things together, right? There's heat. The result is heat. The same thing. The result of the correct action that corrects something in creation is accompanied with joy. It's a byproduct of it. It's joy. So first, we need to approach the act of correction with the right preparation, with joy, and check the action. Was it really an act of correction according to whether or not it generates joy? That's how we check it, when entering the action and exiting the action. The same can be in a group, in a 10. We always need to check, does it bring us joy? It's written, the Torah brings joy. If we are performing actions of correction, it has to be with gladness. And this gladness erupts from our actions, breaks out. And I hope that you will remember that and check it, verify it, and try to be in this way. As much as possible, enjoy. As much as possible. Not that you need to be laughing, but this inner sensation. I'm in a world of good. The Creator is good who does good. He makes everyone happy. He wants everyone to be happy. The corruption is a result of our laziness. We don't want to do what's required of us to do, but in truth, the world has to be full of joy, warmth, gladness, love. Next.
The Rabash says the following. A person must be glad that at least he has a need for spirituality, whereas the rest of the people have no interest in spirituality whatsoever. When a person appreciates this, although it is not important to him, yet he does appreciate it, and he tries to thank the Creator for this, this causes him to acquire importance for spirituality. And from this, a person can be happy. By this, a person can be rewarded with dvekut, adhesion.
Meaning, we have a few things here that connect together. Importance, the desire to give thanks, and adhesion, and joy. But all of those together, we have to make sure that they're present. It's not no problem if we come to a wedding, want to attain a certain happy occasion, ball. There's joy there, there's connection, there's various breakouts of like that. Meaning these small signs. But as we said, we need to walk on a very narrow bridge on the path that leads to the goal. These signs, it's good to keep them with us throughout this time, because then we will not make any mistakes or take any wrong steps. We won't have to backtrack, correct ourselves, maybe to correct something, maybe we'll get stuck in a state. It's recommended to constantly be in a state of gladness. Therefore, the group must ensure that there will always be an eruption of joy, that the friends will be in gladness. Each and every friend will take care of his friends, make sure that they are happy. The seriousness has to be in that we are serious about maintaining a state of gladness between us. Happiness is not frivolity. It's not a joke. It's actually means that we believe in this path. We are on the path. We are holding on to one another nice and tight, and we are aimed at the Creator together. And we are in a state of certainty that we are advancing towards correction. And then the result from that is joy.
Baal HaSulam says in Shamati 42, those who want to walk in the path of bestowal should always be in gladness. This means that in any shape that comes upon him, he should be in gladness, since he has no intention to receive for himself. This is why he says that either way, if he is really working in order to bestow, he should certainly be glad that he has been granted with bringing contentment to his maker. And if he feels that his work is still not to bestow, he should also be glad, because for himself, he feels that he does not want anything for himself. He is happy that the will to receive cannot enjoy this work, and that should give him joy.
Sheila.
Question.
How
can I be in gladness when I have nothing? How can I be in gladness when I have nothing? There are such people who don't care whether they have anything or not. They're happy. There are those who have... Someone makes a profit. Someone is a thief. Someone... I don't know. He had something to drink. He was happy. They're in gladness. But I have nothing. I feel that I have nothing. So how can I be in gladness and joy? If I would be happy in my state, then I need to be either a madman, drunk. But how can it be that as a result of what I have, I will be in joy and gladness? Question. Please provide a solution from every group. Go ahead. One of the friends from the group says, for example, I don't know what could bring me joy. I can't be happy. Please.
Otherwise, what? It's in the will to receive.
Rav, we need to come to a state where I'm in contact with a group, and thanks to that, I never disconnect from the Creator. The smallest amount, meaning if the Creator is present in reality, I don't need anything. Only the point of contact with Him. He's there, it is there, and I'm happy. I feel good. That we don't just have this empty world, empty of everything. Rather, there's a Creator that arranges everything. And this is all in His hands. From that first point, I can be constantly in joy. Let's talk about it. Each one can come to it. Hold on to that point, that if there is a Creator in the world, there's already a reason for joy. Please.
From the ego, it's a very... let's continue to the next excerpt. Excerpt 5. The Rabash says, a servant of the Creator, whose intention is to bestow, should be happy when he is serving the King. If he has no joy during this work, it is a sign that he lacks appreciation of the greatness of the King. Therefore, if one sees that he has no joy, he should make amendment, meaning to think about the greatness of the King. If he still does not feel, he should pray to the Creator to open his eyes and his heart so that he feels the greatness of the Creator.
In other words, if we do not feel gladness and joy, it's the Creator who's given us such a feeling. Nothing comes from the person himself, only from the Creator. So the Creator gives us such a feeling. so that we would want to discover him, his greatness. And then instead of sadness or other such emotions of fear, anxiety, unpleasantness, variety of bad things, unpleasant things, we will have instead the opposite. Everything depends on the measure of the greatness of the Creator. How can we decide in our group to place ourselves, arrange ourselves in such a way that we constantly keep an uplifted spirits? And if we fall, it's a sign that we immediately have to go back to joy. And the Creator, He will obviously drop us back into sadness and anxiety and various actions so that we would want to discover His greatness. And as much as His greatness is greater than the problem, the disturbance, then we are coming back to joy. And we don't really need to correct anything by itself. Where do I get sadness, anxiety, fear? If I come to a state where I reveal the greatness of the Creator and I enter a state of joy, I see all these things dissolve, disappear. They have no connection to anything. Is that clear? So, we need in the society to determine something simple, joy. And if not, everyone should work on it. How a circle, we work on the greatness of the Creator. We raised the Creator higher than the place of concern or sadness. The concern, the sadness disappear. We have no need for them, except for raising the greatness of the Creator. They did this job, they pushed us to the greatness of the Creator, and that's it. They already disappear. Clear? Talk about it. This is the most proper means for development, not to work against the problem itself, but work on the greatness of the Creator so we could raise ourselves above the problem. I am getting, let's say, from the family, a ticket. I received something from the doctor. I received, doesn't matter, something from, who knows, neighbors. It doesn't matter. First of all, I check. Am I in it with a corrupt mood? If that is the case, the Creator is concealed from my world, from the horizon. I have to work on His greatness. If I make Him bigger, He seemingly comes closer to me. Pay attention to how much the problem itself might disappear. And it's interesting. It doesn't matter. It could be a problem in the police. What else can disappear? Is this a ticket or something? It doesn't matter. Look, it's possible that this is enough for the problem to be resolved. That's it. It's connected to something. We'll talk about it. Like we're saying, in the morning, someone goes to work, he has to say, everything is up to me. If no one is for me, who is? And in the evening, he has to say that it all comes from the Creator. We'll learn how to work between the two, but for the time being, let's not get confused. In short, every problem, every trouble, first, we see how we can use it to rise to a state of happiness. And later we check, did the problem disappear or not? Okay? Great. Let's go.
sixth excerpt by the Rabash. According to what is written, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. It follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as great fortune, meaning that he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the King. At that time, every single thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure, that now he has something with which to serve the King. To the extent that the society regards the greatness of the Creator with their thoughts during the assembly, each, according to his degree, originates the importance of the Creator in him. Thus, he can walk all day in the world of gladness and joy.
Meaning? Meaning?
אנחנו צריכים לדאוג.
We need to ensure.
למצב של חברה גדולה.
We have a great society in the multitude of people, the greatness of the King. If I need to raise the importance of the Creator in my eyes, and the importance of the Creator in my eyes relieves me of all the problems, and the reverse is also true, all the problems are only so that I would raise the importance of the Creator in my eyes, then I urgently need a greater society. The greater the society, the easier it would be for me to obtain the greatness of the Creator. In the multitude of people, the greatness of the King. Therefore, we need to make sure that there is a great society around us, strong society, wide. And then, according to the size of the environment, I can increase the greatness of the Creator in my eyes fairly easily, and I can reach a solution for all the problems because I made the Creator greater. There's no need for any problem except in order to grow, increase the greatness of the Creator in my eyes. And that's how I advance.
All
right, that says everything. Make sure you have a great society. It'll be easier for you to come to corrections, great corrections, and very exalted corrections. Hi. How long? How late? Oh, we have time. Okay, let's continue. Excerpt number 7 from Shamati 26. According to the importance that one ascribes to the holy work, to that extent one should give praise and gratitude for it. This is so because it is true that we cannot appreciate the importance of being able to sometimes keep the mitzvot of the Creator even without any intent. In that state, one comes to feel elation and joy of the heart. And the praise and gratitude that one gives for it expand the feelings. And one is elated by every single point in the holy work and knows whose worker he is, and thus soars ever higher. This is the meaning of what is written, I thank thee for the grace that you have made with me, meaning for the past. And by this, one can confidently say, and he does say, and that you will do with me.
Well, this is only an addition to what we've discussed. The more we cover our attitude towards the spiritual work, it's easier for us to discover the Creator as great, as important. This really eases our advancement and how we feel. So, to summarize, the importance of the Creator is the leverage, it's the engine, it's what pulls us forward towards the goal, towards connection, adhesion. It determines everything. So we should think only of that. In fact, this is the entire problem, to constantly magnify, increase the importance of the Creator. And I have other things here, but I don't want to go with that so much, because perhaps I'll confuse you. Perhaps I'll add in a different way. For now, let's go to questions and answers.
Let's go for questions. If you have a question, we have two ushers ready to take your questions. Please, maybe until the first friends get here, let me ask, what does it mean to raise the importance of the Creator? What does it mean, the importance of the Creator? To raise the importance of the Creator, what does that mean?
We work according to the importance. Anything and everything for me is more or less important than other things. It can be between thousands of things that I have in my life. I have this inner map, if you will. This is more important than that, and that is more important than this, and so on. Ask a woman, she has a family, children, a house. Perhaps she didn't prepare food, or something wasn't bought, acquired. Her husband also didn't take care of something. So there's the importance of things which have to be done on a daily basis. And there is the importance of things on a monthly or yearly basis, and throughout life in general. And other than that, general, like, importance for what do we live? So everything depends on the importance and on the heights. To what level, to what degree can we ask these questions, and how do we rate all the things we have in our lives? Therefore, it's very important to us, for all this map of the importance of things, to also add the Creator, who is the one who actually gives us life. He governs our lives. Also our birth and death and everything in between. So it's important for us to coordinate with Him what happens in our lives. And in order to coordinate it with Him, we enter the ten. Because then, through the ten, we can connect with Him.
Now,
how do I connect to Him through the ten? That's by describing Him in the ten, to the extent that the relationships between us are more those of mutual bestowal and mutual avut, then I have a greater chance of discovering the Creator. And that's how we do it. So, there's the regular life, the mundane life. There's the life in the ten. And in it, I discover the Creator, which is the purpose. Now, importance. What is the importance? The importance of the Creator. For what purpose do we do what we do in the ten? In order to discover Him. So, how can we change things in the ten? By discovering the Creator. Then He begins to be important here. So how do I organize my life? By organizing the importance of the Creator in them. Otherwise, it's impossible to organize. Meaning, we're interconnected, tied together this way. Me, my personal life, my life in the Ten, and the Creator, all together. And this is how I begin to view this map. The Creator is of utmost importance because He determines everything. I have no choice about that. He's the upper one, the superior one. He governs. I'm the lower one. Where, what can you do about that? And between me and the Creator, I have my family and the world and the group. And then, through all those who are between me and the Creator, I begin to establish the relationship between us. That's how we organize our lives. And what happens to us here, as we've just discussed, by increasing the importance of the Creator in my eyes through the group, I can govern the rest of my life so much so that this whole world begins to take on a new form. Actually, a new form. In it, I'll see such changes that I didn't even imagine previously that it can change this way. Through my connection with the group and my connection with the Creator who is within the group, to the extent that the connection is lesser or greater, I begin to determine what will happen in this world to a lesser or greater extent. Because the world is olam from the word ne'elam, or vanishing. It's a projection of what we ascribe importance to. We'll see how this world, the olam, is not called ne'elam for no reason. It has no form of its own, no shape, but only to the extent that we determine or want to determine its shape, that's the shape it'll take. Until we cancel it out completely, revoke it, and our whole reality will be that of adhesion with the Creator. Question.
First question.
My name is Aviva, and I come from the virtual KBU in North America. This is my first Congress in Israel.
קוראים לי אביבה ואני מגיעה. קוראים לי אביבה ואני מגיעה מקבוצה וירטואלית קאב. וזאת, זה הכנס הראשון שלי.
בארץ.
בארץ.
How to bridge the indifference of my family and friends to the passion that I feel towards Kabbalah and my friends and Rav in Bnei Baruch.
איך לגשר על האדישות שאני מרגישה מהמשפחה שלי לתשוקה שאני מרגישה על הקבלה ולחברים ולרב?
איך לגשר? אביבה, את מדברת גם עברית, כן?
כן.
תשאלי בבקשה בעברית.
השאלה שלי את הרב.
My question for Rav is how to bridge the indifference that I feel from the family and my friends and the love and the heart that I feel when I study Kabbalah and Bnei Baruch.
איך לגשר בין האדישות ש...
How to bridge.
מי אמר לך שאת צריכה לעשות את זה?
Who told you that you need to do that? Why do you want to throw what you think is important on your relatives?
Because I want to be one with them.
One with them?
I don't want to feel distant from them.
What an egoist, huh?
I'm very egoistic.
So I recommend that you get off them. It's not nice, it's not good. If you think it's good, others don't think it's that good. So what? I don't understand you. Why should it be that way? How do you coerce others? You want to coerce them into thinking like you, so that they'll love what you love. I wouldn't want such a mother.
Maybe it's good I don't have kids.
That's you saying. I'm not saying that. But it's forbidden for us to coerce anyone, throw anything at someone who doesn't want it. I can give them a book if they want it. If they don't, then no. More than that, I don't touch them.
Thank you.
Salam alaikum, Rav. Shalom anachnu.
Hello, Rav. We're...
Said me Iran, shalomet ibn Baruch.
Rob, there are students of yours from countries like Syria, Yemen, Iran, Iraq, and Afghanistan that study under you.
Rav, יש לך תלמידים בארצות כמו סוריה, תימן, איראן, עיראק ואפגניסטן שלומדים ממך.
And the question is, can we give them the sense of confidence in bestowal that we talked about in the first lesson, despite them risking their lives?
והשאלה היא, אפשר לתת להם הרגשה של ביטחון ושל השפעה, כמו שדיברנו על זה בשיעור הראשון, למרות העובדה שהם מסכנים את החיים שלהם, בגלל הלימוד.
It's a very, very bad situation. It's a very risky situation. I'm afraid of being in contact with them. Even though sometimes it happens that I get to meet them in other countries, in Europe or the USA. I'm not so glad about it because I'm afraid that later they'll have problems as a result. So how to be in touch? Try to translate our materials, at least the things for beginners, into those languages. Right? And actually, that's what we need to try and do. If you have the energies, if you're capable of translating from any language we have into those languages of those countries, then this is very good. I would recommend to do that. It is possible to do, and it's even possible to put on a website other than ours, not to relate it to Lightman or the Wisdom of Kabbalah or Israel, but rather in some other way, perhaps. I don't know. I'm very, very afraid of bringing some problems upon them. I don't know. I don't know how to do it. If we can do something, anything, then turn to us and tell us and we'll do it. But again, with the responsibility, so it doesn't cause any bad things to happen to any of our friends in those countries. I know dozens of people there who study, and I hear from them on occasion. I don't want to say through what channels exactly, but good health to them, and good luck.
Shela ba bevakasha.
Shalom.
Next question.
Shmi Galit.
Hi, my name is Galit from the town of Ramat Meir. I came to the Congress just by looking at your Congress, at your channel, I'm sorry. I've been watching it for a year. the program of New Life is a huge program. I'm full of gratitude, really grateful to you. My question is, we're talking a lot about including yourself in a group, in a 10. Can I do it with my family and my friends, or I need to enter one of the great groups here in order to implement everything you said? Come closer to the Creator, be a good person.
First of all, before going into the group, usually we recommend to simply study what the wisdom of Kabbalah is about, where it comes from, what it tells a person about the building of the person and the establishment of reality, and how we learn of all the entire process in which we are, and so on. These things, it's just knowledge. It doesn't obligate a person to be in a group and to connect and so on, but rather, you know, as you study in the in school, your first years in school, can
yeah, right after the Congress, we have tables here of the Kabbalah Lam campus throughout the country. You can go there, sign up, invite you to the first course, 10 lessons. From there, you can advance, and after you'll know the fundamentals of the wisdom, you'll be able to implement everything in the group, in the 10. And family and friends?
Everyone. You'll enjoy the course yourself, and we'll send someone to teach.
Hello, I'm Shmuel Zemsker from the Point in the Heart community in Carmiel. I'm very green in Kabbalah. I finished the first few courses, and now I'm part of the Point in the Heart community. Now, my question is this. I'll give a tiny bit of background.
No, no, sir, I have no time. Question, please.
We're sitting in the 10, and we want to connect. And during the connection, one of the people says, I annul myself. How can I create connection with him if he annuls himself?
I don't know. This isn't the topic for this lesson. It's not what we're talking about right now.
Next question, please. Next question.
I'm Adrian from Brooklyn, New York.
Just keep the microphone next to your mouth. Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is a question from my group, and the question is, how can one find joy when they're in constant, unrelenting physical pain? How can they overcome this and come to joy?
איך אדם יכול להגיע לשמחה אם הוא נמצא בכאב פיזי תמידי? איך הוא יכול להתגבר על זה ולהגיע לשמחה?
קשה.
It's difficult. Theoretically possible. If a person truly has friends who help him. And of course, this is alongside the usual treatments, medical treatments, but the friends can take upon themselves much of his pain and to truly wrap him in a new sensation, encase him perhaps. We can do this, but you need to learn how. Let them try.
Bonjour Rav, bonjour. Good day Rav, good day World Clee. You said that the greatness of the Creator resides in the multitude of people, the greatness of the King. As you say in French, we don't come from a great group in
Kabbalah.
And you said that you need a great group.
Est-ce que d'après toi, à l'ombre de l'antisémitisme qui règne en France,
do you think that after the antisemitism that's rising in France, we will be able to reach, maybe together, a new group of Kabbalah students.
אני לא מצפה מי לא מיהודים.
I'm not expecting the Jews or the non-Jews to be pushed to Kabbalah by anti-Semitism. That never happened, and I don't think it will. I don't think that through even great troubles people will come closer to the truth. No, it's a very unwelcome way to the Creator, and in the eyes of the Creator, and of course in the eyes of the created beings. I think we'll go a different route by publicizing the wisdom of Kabbalah, and then it'll happen. Now, in relation to anti-Semitism, I'll tell you one thing. If we, those who need to publicize the wisdom of Kabbalah, if we succeed, in the people of Israel, first of all, if they understand they have a problem, if Israel understands that it must study and implement the wisdom of Kabbalah, then anti-Semitism will decrease correspondingly. And if not, it will increase. We need to see anti-Semitism as the force of nature which the Creator maintains, and to the extent that we do not actualize what we need to actualize, then anti-Semitism comes to us, pressures us, and threatens. That's how it was since the ruin of the temple 2,000 years ago and through to this day. And the Wisdom of Kabbalah talks about this, and there's even a book. What's the name of the book?
Narrow Bridge.
Yes, a very narrow bridge. And it discusses, it's not translated yet to other languages, it's in Hebrew. We are translating it to other languages as well. We're in the process. And this discusses the reason for anti-Semitism, and especially in our times. And also this book, Why Are We Hated? You can have it in English, it exists, and in Russian as well. And that's what I have to say. So, if you want to be rid of anti-Semitism, engage in what Jews have to engage in. They need to, as Abraham connected them together through love thy friend as thyself, so they have to connect together in love thy friend as thyself, and to give an example, to be a light unto the nations, as it is written. This is what humanity expects of them. Humanity thinks that the Jews have a secret. It's truly a secret. Love thy friend as thyself is a secret, because nobody knows how to accomplish this. And until we actualize it ourselves and show everyone how to establish this, organize it, will be hated more and more, and especially in Europe. 30 years ago, I've been talking about this, when they began the common market, and now it's going to disband. It's a question, of course, how exactly it will disband, and the problems that will arise for everyone, and of course, anti-Semitism will increase and grow several times over from what it was before. We're advancing towards a state where either the Jews fulfill their purpose, or we reach a third world war. And the rest, it all depends on you. You, in France, have to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah, to explain to the French people, at least, and to the Jews, why are Jews hated, and what do the Jews owe to the whole world? Don't be shy, don't be
Don't be ashamed to say this. Jews have to be taken care of. They have to take care of that. There's nothing else to add.
Я Лиза из Николаевской группы Украина.
Шалом, я Лиза.
Hello, I'm Lisa from the Nikolaev group in Ukraine.
Я в этом году смогла одна приехать на конгресс из моей группы.
Они ехида шегати лакенеш.
I'm the only one to manage to come here this year from my group.
Что я должна привести с конгресса для своей группы и какие усилия мне нужно приложить для этого на конгрессе?
השאלה שלי, my question is, what
do I need to bring to my group from this congress and what are the efforts I need to make here for this to happen?
No, מה אנחנו כולנו צריכים לענות לה?
What should we all tell her? You need to connect with us, all of us, everyone who's here, and take all the warmth, all the love, all the connection, everything we have here, pass it to Nikolaev.
אנחנו נתפלל ש
will pray that you will succeed.
שאלה הבאה בבקשה. Next question please.
Hello, I'm Felipe from Brazil.
Ah, Brazil.
Tonight we're going to have the women's event and this question came from the Brazil Clee. How can the women's group influence the men's in order to increase dissemination to the general public, not only in Brazil but in the world clearly?
הערב יש לנו אירוע לנשים וזאת שאלה מהכלי הברזילאי, איך יכול הכלי הנשי להשפיע על הגברים כך שהם ישקיעו יותר בהפצה לציבור הרחב בכל העולם?
שוב שאול.
Again, Shaul?
השאלה מהכלי הברזילאי, איך הכלי הנשי יכול להשפיע על הגברים כך שהם ישקיעו יותר בהפצה לציבור הרחב?
איך הכלי הנשי יכול להשפיע על הגברים?
How can the female clee influence the men so that they invest more in dissemination to the wide public?
בברזיל, נשים לא לוחצות על הגברים.
In Brazil, doesn't the women pressure the men?
Yes, they are.
כן, הן לוחצות.
נו, אז מה אתה, אתה, זה לא מספיק לך?
No, it's not enough for you.
לא, אני לא...
No, I don't understand the question.
The question is how today, because we have a special evening for women, great connection in the female clee, how can we get more pressure out of that on us, on the men, so that we invest more in dissemination for the rest of humanity?
No, let's ask of the women to do it. Very soon we'll have another hour. I don't know, when does the women evening start? First of all, I hope the men are not going to run away. We will stay here. Yeah? We're not going to be afraid of this mass of women that's yet to come here.
Good luck.
אומנם שכל גבר מרגיש את עצמו חלש.
Every man feels himself weak next to a woman. We know that between us. But in truth, we really need the pressure from women. Yes. From the women's group. From the women's expectations. Because the purpose of creation is attained in the male force that is in men and the part of the male force that exists also in women. In women, it's expressed specifically in their ability to give birth to boys as well, male children, this is in a corporeal form, but also in a spiritual form. They cause the spiritual advancement through that. So we need it, not only in their pressure on us, but in their spiritual work, for them to connect and to grow stronger and to advance them next to us in parallel. It's very important. So we'll talk about it today. No, it's possible that Brazilian men are not macho enough, so I need to help them. Women, are you ready? You agree? We will help. We'll talk about it.
Now we would like... We had a very special lesson on the subject of gladness.
Yeah, I already forgot about it. Did you forget about it or not? Meaning, we have a point of verification. If I'm in gladness, maybe I'm not part of spirituality, but with lack of gladness, I'm certainly not part of spirituality. And then the gladness, the joy, is for me when I want to check, am I on the path? This is one of the simplest and surest way to check. And then out of that, we need to be in gladness, alone, in a group, in a great society, as long as we are glad and happy. Because if the Creator is managing the world, I'm already in joy. Thank God, not someone there in the parliament or my wife at home. The Creator is the manager, right, men? It's already good news, right?
Evening, and so on.
המציאות חולפת ואני עכשיו חושב מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב יוצא לרחוב ומתערבב בתוך כולם מי צריך את מי יותר אני או העולם Точно знаю, все мы соединены. Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы. Жизнь она как сказка.